And a new poll conducted by the consulting firm Life Meets Work finds that 56% of employees say they have a toxic workplace leader.
See, to me, that is really high.
That's over half of the people.
What percentage?
56% of people say they have a toxic boss. Leaders that have publicly belittled their employees and subject to explosive outbursts and has even taken credit for other employees' success.
Hmm.
So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that the bosses come with a stigma. They come with a tag already attached to them. You're the boss, I'm the employee, so naturally I'm not going to like you.
Right.
Really? You think that's...
Yeah, I'm not so sure how real that 56% is. Like, I wonder if it's just automatically, it's like, he's the boss, of course I don't like him.
I think there's a stigma, and I do believe in that, even in our job. There's a stigma about morning shows than other shows. There's stigma in entertainment that... You know, certain talent is hard to deal with. Well, we're not. But I think it goes everywhere. I think there's always that stigma. And it said that more workers with toxic leaders say they want to leave their company. That 73% say they want to leave their company.
And wow. I guess I can see that because a lot of people, I feel like, get stuck in quote-unquote dead-end jobs. And they feel that way. Probably because of what is going on in the work environment around them.
But they blame that on the boss?
Well, I'm sure that whatever's happening, like if you have an office that is not conducive to a healthy work environment, like if there's no camaraderie in your office, why would you want to stay there? So it might make you feel
to do
more
with the boss though.
Well, because the boss
he's the leader.
He could. Your boss should inspire you. Your boss should have your best interest professionally and personally. He should want you to do well.
I know it's early and y'all might just be waking up and like peeling your eyes apart, but like I wonder who out there had the worst boss and why. Blow off some steam as you head into your crappy job this morning. Casey and Shelby.
Go ahead and blow off some steam. Tell us about your awful boss.
So when she goes off to another office, she'll come back to a complaint. She'll tell us that we were childish. She hired adults, but she thinks she made the wrong decision. When she comes back and then reprimands us publicly.
So she pretty much says that she shouldn't have hired Joe.
Right.
But what does she think?
We work in healthcare.
What does she think you guys are doing while she's away?
I guess everything that we're not supposed to. There's a lot of he said, she said, and I guess that's where she hears all of her stuff. But Shelby's a small town and everybody comes to our location.
So, Casey, you're saying that maybe someone in the office is stirring the pot and then she hears wind of it and then she's trying to deal with it and it's all this drama that kind of unfolds.
Right. Yeah. Right. You know how you're talking about the cancer?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Let's just fire those people.
Let's just put them in suitcases and carry them out to their cars, just like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And we'll call it a day.
That'd be nice.
It stinks going into work, though, when you have stress about your boss who treats you like a bunch of kids, right?
Yeah, well, and you just kind of grin and bear it because you love your job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Casey.
Casey's a catch of an employee. She loves her job and she's putting up with it. This is our buddy Isaiah and Shelby. Welcome to the MRL show.
What's going on, man?
Wait, only people in Shelby hate their bosses? Is that what this is?
Apparently. Well, you guys know I was washing RVs and campers for a little bit. And the boss I had was he was on this huge power trip, but he was also very inconsistent with everything he wanted to do.
Okay.
So, a ton of people lost their jobs because of it. It was like my best friend worked there with me. He got fired just because two managers, three salesmen, and then me.
I guess I just don't understand how there could be a power trip with cleaning RVs.
Yeah, what's the inconsistency?
Yeah, use the red bucket. I mean,
there was different departments. You had the sales department, service, and he's over all of it.
Oh, okay.
So he's the general manager. So
maybe he's lenient with one side, but not with the other. Then people feel like they're getting special behavior. I see where this is going.
Isaiah, what have I told you about spraying water on everyone? No more water fights.
And quit drinking water out of the faucet.